Good morning. It's the Andy Summer Show here on XTune, along with Andy and Dave Cruz. Andy, got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Including like junk mail, like ads and things like that. How much mail do you get over the course of a month?
Over a month? I don't know. I probably get maybe 5 pieces of mail a day.
A day?
Yeah.
Sorry, was that a strong reaction?
That was a very strong reaction.
Now, my birthday was in June, by the way, just in case you're still shopping. So
June's not over yet, so there's still time.
Yeah, granted, it was way back on the 1st.
We celebrate on the 2nd here at XTU.
We do. So I got a couple cards for my birthday, but other than that, I've received 1 piece of mail the whole month of June, and that was a water bill.
And that's weird because this has been going on for some time. It's not just June.
No.
I mean, I remember you talked about not getting mail for how long? Months?
Months. Yeah, I got once, I think in May, I got a menu from
so
a new
weird.
Restaurant. Yeah, but other than the water bill, I don't get, which I don't know if it even comes on time, to be honest. I don't even get junk mail. Like, I get nothing.
But you used to.
I used to. Then all of a sudden, maybe like 3 or 4 months ago, I just stopped getting all mail. And which also presents a problem because when I have to mail something, like Father's Day card from a week ago or mail back this water bill, I don't feel comfortable leaving it out because I don't know if my mail carrier is ever going to come. So
right.
I go to the post office that's by the station here.
Yeah.
And the mail I send takes weeks to get where it's going.
I don't know what goes on with the mail station here. This post office that's right here, where whichever one you might be talking about, but if we're talking about the same one, because when I first moved here, since I moved to the Philadelphia area, I've always worked in Bala Cynwyd, and there are a couple post offices around, but I went to one and I had been warned, like, listen, if you're going to take your mail there, just know it's going to take a long time before it gets delivered. I don't know why. I don't know why. Maybe they don't have enough people working at that one.
Sure.
I don't know. But that was 20 years ago.
Okay. Maybe they're still doing it by horseback.
And they're still,
I don't know.
Could be. Well, that would be fun. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun. Yeah. I mean, your mail would have an odd smell to it, but you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
It'll get there.
Depends on where they put those bags.
So I need to know, what should I try to avoid mailing anything now, like, which is great with, my niece and nephew for their birthdays. I can just, send them text cards and,
Amazon
stuff, whatever.
Stuff, yeah.
But, with my parents, they still like getting physical cards and things like that.
And they're old.
Philadelphia makes me pay the water bill. I try not to, but I have to mail the check in once a month. So I don't know where to go with the mail since I can't leave it out and I can't go to this post office. I don't know what to do with it.
I wonder if this has ever happened to anyone. If this has happened to you, 215-263-6700, or perhaps you're a postal carrier like mine, Ed.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you talk about your postal carrier and how he goes above and beyond all
He's
the time.
Amazing.
Yeah.
He is amazing. He absolutely is. And the other day, there was someone who was not Ed in our neighborhood in a postal truck. Yes. And as I was pulling into the driveway, he was exiting his vehicle. And I said, oh, is that for me? I can take it right now. And he handed me my package and was super nice. So I feel like everyone who works in Chester County, perhaps, or at least the Downingtown area, they're amazingly efficient and friendly and fantastic.
What happened to Ed? Did
Fabulous.
He take a day off? Is he allowed to take a vacation day?
Ed is allowed to take a vacation day. He has some family that lives out of town, and he's allowed to go visit them.
I wonder if, can you put a word in on Ed's vacation day, instead of enjoying time with family and friends, would he mind driving to my place and I will hand him any mail I have?
Well, I'm wondering, if I put you in touch with Ed, then perhaps you two can work out a deal where maybe he will intercept your mail and deliver it to me, and then I'll just bring it into work.
Okay, good.
You know what I mean? And then when you have something to mail, give it to me.
Give it to you. You'll give it to
Ed.
I'll
give it to Ed.
Perfect. Okay.
He's the guy. He's the bomb.
Okay. He sounds fantastic.
He's fantastic.
He doesn't deliver by horseback like they do here.
No. Okay. But if you wanted him to, he would, because that's how good he is.
Walks around covered in hay. So if you can help us out in case Ed and his horse don't work out, 215-263-6700.
Wake up. Wake up.
The Andy Summers Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m. 92.5 XTU.
The Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU, along with Andy and Dave Cruz. I have had a load of mail problems. I'm not getting any. I don't know where the stuff I mail is even going, if it's going anywhere. So, Kathy, have you had any crazy mail stories?
Well, yeah, actually, I did. I think my mail carrier did not know how to close the mailbox because I used my mail down the street.
Oh,
And it wasn't until Like, I was walking the dog one day, and I'm all the way down the street and around the corner, and I found my passport laying on the ground that I had ordered.
No.
I went to the post office and put a big complaint in.
Right? You probably written in crayon or, like, Sharpie, right? Big letters. That's crazy.
Yeah, let's just say they weren't too happy either with the report, and because I had a thing from, you know, that showed when it was supposed to be delivered, which was over a week, that my passport was down the street. I don't know if that mail carrier still works there, but they certainly don't do my route anymore.
Wow.
Wow. Well, if you're in need of a new one, Andy's got a good one. We'll all give our mail to Ed.
I know.
He's going to be very busy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Good morning, and thanks for joining the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. And along with Andy and Dave Cruz, I've had a whole lot of male issues, and I don't mean like gender. I mean like postal issues. Well, I've had those too, but that's a different day. So, Ray, help us out.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yes, so I work for the post office, and there's a service called Informed Delivery. And what it is you can sign up at our website. It's free of charge. And what it does is it sends you an email with an image of the pieces of mail you'll receive that day. And also, it'll give you any packages that you will receive. It'll give you the tracking number, and you can track it right there from your email.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Service. And I use it, and I've gotten all my friends to use it. It's nice to know, like, what you're receiving that day.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, especially if you're waiting for something important or if you have any suspicion that, you know, somebody's been sneaking your mail or something, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's good, yeah, because then you know what should be coming and whether or not it gets there. Does that mean there's someone's job at the post office they have to walk around and take pictures of all the mail?
No, the machines actually take the picture of the mail.
Oh, so it already exists. You're just getting access to it.
Correct. Yeah, it's been in existence for a while now, so
I had no
idea. Service.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I think that's a great idea, because one of the things, Dave, that I was thinking is that, and this is not going to be funny, it's actually very serious, I was worried that maybe someone stole your identity, and that's why a lot of your mail, maybe even like the junk mail and stuff that you would normally get, might be diverted to another Dave Cruz at a different address,
right?
Because they might have your information.
That would be the dumbest robber ever, to steal my, of everybody on the planet, you steal my identity?
Right.
Did they get my crippling debt too, or just my mail?
I don't know. We'll look into that.
Okay, we'll look into it.
Ray,
thank
very
you very
helpful.
Much, Ray.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good day.
Thanks Ray. You too.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.